Reading from Galatians 5:2, if you want to turn there, I think Tom's going to put it on the screen also. Galatians 5:16 through 26. I want to talk to you today for just a little while. Let me see. About the battle within. You know, we all go through different battles in life, go through storms, difficult times. But this one right here, everybody goes through it at one time or another. It's that battle with the flesh and the spirit. Lord laid this on my heart last Saturday down in Tybee Island. And I started reading it. Tried to get away from it. Started going searching scriptures, different places and everything. But anyway, I ended back up on this one. So we're talking about the battle of the flesh and the spirit. Galatians 5:16. He says, I say then, walk in the spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. For the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit is against the flesh. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish. But if you are led by the spirit, you're not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanliness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies, envies, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and light. He said they and light because there's many, many more. No way you can put them all in a book. But anything that distracts you from staying on the straight and narrow, that's what he's talking about. That's what the flesh is. It'll throw at you. Some of them may not sound that bad sometimes, but most of them are. Something that just gets you distracted. And he says, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. That's pretty plain, isn't it? I mean, you don't have to really do a whole lot of explaining on that. But you know, Paul, you know, he was going through a battle. Now, we look at Paul, we see everything that Paul done. Great man of God, one of the greatest. Now, Paul, he was going through this battle too. You wouldn't think a man like Paul would go through a battle like this. But I'm telling you, that flesh that we deal with, it's a booger. Amen. It's a bad one. But we stuck with it till we die, right? Yes. But now, I'm going to get too excited right quick, but turn to Romans 7:15. Now this one right here, we can see, just listen to it as Paul is writing it. Listen to the shape that Paul is in. He was in bad shape right here. Paul done got frustrated, disgusted, fed up, confused. Just listen. He says, for what I am doing, I do not understand. I've asked that question a lot of times. You know, we get in this battle with the flesh. So I don't understand what's going on. Paul didn't either. Listen to it. For what I will to do that I do not practice, but what I hate that I do. If then I do what I will not do, I agree with the law that it's good. But now it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. He said, for I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, nothing good dwells. Think about that. For to will is present with me, but how to perform what is good, I do not. For the good that I will to do, I do not do. But the evil I will not to do, that I practice. Now if I do what I will not to do, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. I find then a law that evil is present with me, the one who wills to do good. For I delight in the law of God according to the inward man. But I see another law in my members warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity the law of such which is in my members. He says, O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? And he says, I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Now, who could read that 3 times real quick? You think that may be why he was so frustrated trying to write it? I don't know. But you think about, Paul was in bad shape, wasn't he? Paul was in a wrestling match with the flesh. And if you read it and listen to it, what it's saying, I'm going to put it in my terms, my words. Anything that he wanted to do, any good thing that he wanted to do, evil was with him. Anything that he tried, anything that he had in mind doing, flesh wouldn't let him do it. And the things that he didn't want to do, you know, he couldn't do it. He wanted to do right, but the flesh wouldn't let him, you know. So what was he doing? You know, that you can see in that situation how flustered that would get you. You ever been in that shape? Have you ever done something? That Holy Spirit, now this is a whole different ball game. When we get saved, when we ask the Lord to come into our heart and our lives and our soul, ask forgiveness, and God, we know that He saved us. That Holy Spirit, that person moves in with us. He's in there with the flesh. And them two is just like gas and water. You ever drove a car with gas in your gas tank? It don't do too good, does it? It'll backfire, it'll pop, valves rattle, smoke, and pop. You don't think you're going to ever get home. You know, that's the way we do when that flesh and that spirit's fighting. And that struggle, that battle is real. You know, we go through all kind of different battles, but this one right here that we have in our minds, that's the biggest battle that you'll ever face. Some of the worst ones I've ever been in my life is in my mind. But listen to this. Paul, you know, he gives us that great example. Let me ask you this. You ever say something crazy or... I know probably none of y'all never flew off the handle at anybody ever, you know. I wouldn't do that, would you? Get upset, say something stupid, to put it plain, do something stupid. And then right after you get through doing it, y'all remember Urkel on Family Matters? Pulls his pants all the way up under his arms. Got the big glasses all rare back. Did I do that? That's the way we are. And we can't, I tell you what, the flesh will get you in so much trouble. You can go off on somebody and not say the right thing, knowing you're doing it, even though it does, you know, the flesh says, oh, that feel good, just tell them off. But when you get to bed at night, that Holy Spirit's going to start, hey, you're not going to sleep tonight until you make this right. And then he make you go apologize. One of the hardest things there is in life to say is, I'm sorry. Or if you're a little teenager and you're trying to get up the nerve to tell your girlfriend you love her, that's pretty hard to say too sometimes. But what are some of the things that have set you off? We all guilty. Don't look at me like you're all innocent. I know you're guilty. Some of the things I thought of is driving. Now, driving can get you upset, can't it? It'll get your halo all twisted up, especially if you go to Monroe. Used to, we could go over here at the end of John Stowe Road. I could sit there in front of Duck and Mary Joyce's house. I could sit there for 3 days and never see a car. You go there now, there's 15 or 20 you got to leave. And then they come in on two wheels. They're not from Walton County. I don't know where they're at, but I'll give them a little room, but they still look like you're going to take the whole front of my truck off. That'll get us upset sometimes, won't it? If you really want to get upset, go to Walmart. I'll go to, sometimes I don't do Walmart that much, but I'll tell her, I'll go. But nobody better not run over my ankle. You ever had anybody do that? There's some crazy folk go to Walmart. What about COVID? Y'all remember when COVID hit? Everybody, no toilet paper nowhere. Did you get upset about that? I took a picture of a car I was behind, the whole back end of it was full of toilet paper. I got the tag number and all, and I said, y'all need toilet paper? Look this guy up. That's things that'll get you upset. What about a drive-thru? That's one of my favorite. Them kids, they just throw your food out the window. They won't never say thank you or, you know, don't come back. Don't care if you come tomorrow. You know, McDonald's, they see you tomorrow. Then people say, I don't care if you ever come back, you know. And then we drive 8 miles to the house and I ain't got my French fries. If I didn't want French fries, I wouldn't order. Me and Rose got plates at Zaxby's one time. Got all the way home, opened them up, no slaw. Flesh said, call that manager. I said, all right, I will. I said, let me speak to the manager. She answered the phone. I said, do y'all have any coleslaw? Yeah, we got lots of coleslaw. I said, why come there ain't none in our plate? You want to bring me some 8 miles up the road? The flesh is weak. What about a lazy person on the job? Jobs, well, that'll get you, all y'all that still work. Thank God I'm done. But that's where the flesh will get you there. Most of the time, I've seen over the years, the laziest, the person that comes in late, the ones that you can't get them to help you do nothing, they always get the promotion, don't they? You ever seen that? That'll burn you up too. Flesh is weak. That's stuff we have to deal with. Now we can see here that Paul, you know, he was dealing with it. Paul says, the things I want to do, I don't do them. But what I hate to, he said, I do what I hate to do. It making it, you know, that's a bad place to be, ain't it? I read a while ago in Galatians, what did he say? Walk in the Spirit. Walk in the Spirit. You shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Notice this also. Paul said everything that he tried to do something good, had something laid on his heart to do good, evil was present. You know, there's evil everywhere that we go. It's always present. But like I said, seems like Paul had been in this battle a long time, too. You know, a lot of times we do that. We'll stay there. But you know, we don't have to stay there. You know, like I said, when the Holy Spirit, we got the Holy Spirit in here also. And the Holy Spirit, what were those fruits of the Spirit? Now, let me ask you this. Paul learned some things during this scripture right here. He said he found out that nothing in the flesh was good. Nothing. That tells us that we can't do nothing in the flesh and expect God to bless it. The only way God's going to bless us is doing it through the Spirit. You know, if we're going to do something for the glory of God, do it in the Spirit. Walk in that Spirit. You know, we're talking about, we've just got all the committees together for next year coming up, September, starting in September. You know, you may get on every committee on that list. But if your spirit ain't right, if you're not doing it in the will of God, not doing it for the glory of God, you're like a bunch of honeybees working and ain't making no honey. You know? So if you're on a committee, it even tells you in the Word, commit. Do it for the glory of God. Don't do it so everybody, look what I can do, like Urkel. You know, do it for the glory of God. That's where you're going to see the blessings. I got plenty of time. Let me slow down. You know, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. You know, but God is always, He always makes a way of escape. I've been in a lot of messes. I've gotten myself in a lot of messes myself sometimes. But God will, He will always show you a way out. You know, not only when we're dealing with the flesh, we have to deal with all these other things that come in our lives. You know, we battle giants. As different people, we all face different things. I wanted to tell y'all, that's what the route I wanted to go. But I said, no. On a mighty big battle. But anyway, we battle things like finances. And you know, these young people that are coming up now, you know they're going to be struggling with finances. You know, as expensive as things have got, everything, you know, everything is out of hand. Marriages, that's a battle. You know, the flesh works in all of these. You know, Satan, the Bible says the adversary of the devil walks about seeking who he may devour. He's there. You know, and if he can get your family stirred up, you know, he's laughing at you. And the whole time, he'll let the flesh rear up in these situations. But look at the fruits of the Spirit. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, and peace. Now, we know that love is the greatest one of them all. You know, just like we read in Sunday school this morning. You know, joy, that's something that the Spirit of God, if we're walking in the Spirit, we'll get to experience some joy every once in a while. You know, I thank God that these battles don't go on all the time. But this one right here, the third one, peace. You know, that flesh, that's what the flesh is doing. He's shaking up that peace that we have in our hearts. The Holy Spirit gives us that peace. You know, when we meet the Lord and when He comes and saves us, we get the peace of God in our life right then. But there's also another peace that it's talking about right here. This is the peace of mind. You know, if you're not at peace with yourself, within yourself, if you're not at peace with God, you know, it affects all the other spirit, the fruits of the Spirit. And what that does, it gets everything all out of whack and we can't produce no fruit. You know, does that make any sense? Just think about that peace. Philippians 4:7 says, Just add Galatians 5:16 with it. He said, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And then Philippians 4:7 says, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind. See, we got that peace. If we keep that flesh under control. You know, I'm a pretty big person. But I can't keep that flesh under control without God. We have to pray all the time. You say, well, that flesh don't bother me. Well, you better check up. That's one thing. We can be thankful for one thing. Be thankful that that Holy Spirit is convicting you, because that lets you know right there that you're saved. A lost person don't get convicted. Anything goes with them, it don't matter. But a Christian, that Holy Spirit will wear you out. You ain't going to get by with nothing. If you're a born-again Christian, as soon as you do it, it won't take a split second. He's already convicted you. You believe it? You believe it? But one thing I can do, think about your daily routines. When you wake up in the morning, what's the first thing you do? First thing we do? Brush your teeth? That's good. You know, everybody our age, we're running to the bathroom. But you stump your toe, that flesh has got you right off the bat in. But you know, the first few minutes that we're up, it sets the mood for our whole day. It sets us on track. You can make it a good day or make it a bad day. But it's better, the sooner that we tune in to the Lord, the better day we're going to have. And you won't have to deal with, you know, the flesh sort of quietens down. First thing I do, I watch a little bit of news after I get my first cup of coffee. I turn the radio on, Christian radio. And I guarantee you, when Christian radio music is playing, anytime you mention the name of Jesus, that gets the flesh under control. It's sort of like, you know, the Bible says if we rebuke the devil, it'll leave us. If we resist him, he'll leave us. It says if he draw nigh to us, he'll draw close to us. Ephesians 5:19, this gives you an idea that we could do. I do it all the time. I used to get in trouble at work for doing it, but I did it anyway. Speaking to yourself, one another, in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. That's praise music. Amen. Praise music's all right. Or it could be Southern gospel. He said, sing it, making melody in your heart to the Lord. In other words, it's a job to keep the flesh under control. But it's possible. You say, no, it ain't. I know for a fact, the closer that I get to God, the less the flesh and the less Satan bothers me. That's true. I also learned too, the more I listen to the flesh, the worst day I'm going to have. Guaranteed. I told you I got in trouble at work this one time. One time, boss got all uproared. We used to sit in a little area. We had workstations. I mean, if somebody's sitting right there that close, I'm going to talk to them. I mean, they was all around me. Some of y'all are going to do that too. Cynthia never would make it there. But boss got mad one day and had a meeting. If I see anybody talking today, I'm going to send you home. I'm cutting out all of this talking. I'm sick of it. Y'all ain't getting nothing done. Blah, 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 blah. And I was sitting over there, and I started singing. He come over and slammed the thing on the table. I told you there wasn't going to be no talking. I said, I ain't talking, I'm singing. And I was singing spiritual songs unto the Lord. You know, so just think about these. We see Paul. Paul had a desire to do good, but evil was present. We do that. We do that all the time. You know, it's just like, let me give you an example. Somebody borrows money from you, and they hide from you and run from you for 4 or 5 years, but they're going to pay you back last Wednesday. But and you run up on them somewhere, they ask you for more money, and they ain't paid what they owe you yet, you know, the first loan you gave them. It's hard to stand there. We're supposed to give them a hug. We're supposed to love them. It's hard to do, ain't it? We're supposed to love them, but that evil was present. I want to choke him for my other 100. I mean, you know. But that's stuff of the flesh, you know. We have to deal with it. And that thing, the only thing that's going to get us through these things is that peace. And once we surrender, we have to surrender. Just say, Lord, just like Paul. What did Paul say? He said, oh, wretched man that I am. Where's that at? Let me get on down there. Verse 24, he said, wretched man that I am. Who will deliver me from the body of death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then with my mind I may serve the law, but with the flesh the law of sin. In other words, Paul knew where to go. He had to turn it all over to the Lord. I hope that makes some sense to you. We used to do a song years ago. That was a blessing. It's called The Only Real Peace. It's a song that if you sing it a lot and learn it and listen to it, that's the reason Ephesians 5:19 tells us, speaking to ourselves with spiritual songs, with hymns. That's why we got songs. You know, I've never heard anybody sing a psalm. I've heard John 23rd psalm. I've seen that put to music. But I've never really sang any psalms by music. But reading the words to them, you know, they'd be some beautiful songs. We know we can read them. That's the reason he's telling us we've got to do spiritual things to live a spiritual life. Like I said a while ago, start your day off, read your Bible, study, pray, come to church. How many of you ever got up on Sunday morning and flesh said, boy, this bed sure does feel good today, don't it? I believe I get up every day, different times, usually no later than 7 o'clock. But on Sunday, I believe I can sleep about 12. You know, that flesh is weak. But, you know, that's something we're going to have to deal with, though, till the day we die. You know, when we got saved, it didn't get rid of the flesh. It didn't save the flesh. You know, but that Holy Spirit's there. If you got it, and I hope you do. You know, we all can do better. We can be just as close to the Lord as we want to be, or we can get just as far away from Him as we want to be. So, but we got to do those spiritual things. But listen to this. I'm just going to go ahead and do that song. Let y'all hear what it sounds like. So we go. The only real peace. It says, life is a few days of trouble, a wise man once said. But I'll not complain, because I'm clothed, I'm sheltered and fed. But many the trials, my wants, my dreams put me through. And the only real peace I have, dear Lord, is in you. The higher I soared in my dreams, the harder I fall. Sometimes I've wondered if dreams are worth dreaming at all. Then my disappointments can't keep me blinded and blue. Not when I'm remembered of sweet peace I have, Lord, in you. The only real peace I have, dear Lord, is in you. The only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. With all life's temptations, I need you, and I know I do. 'Cause the only real peace that I have, dear Lord, is in you. The only place you're going to find that peace is in Jesus. That reminds me of another thing. I'll share that and I'll quit. But, you know, there's power in the name of Jesus. All you got to do is say the name of Jesus, and Satan got to go. I'll tell you what happened about a month ago. Me and Rose went to eat Chinese one night. You remember that? You know where I'm going, don't you? Every time I eat Chinese food, that stuff they put in, MSG, is that what it is? It makes me have a nightmare. Every time. Almost every time. But we went to a buffet, so I loaded up, you know. I got more than I wanted to eat. I mean, I got more than I should have eaten. But anyway, got into bed that night. All my nightmares, I'm always in a warehouse. I guess because I worked in a warehouse so long. And they never have doors. Ain't nowhere to go. Just long halls. And, you know, different halls forking off of the main hall. But anyway, and these dreams are so real. I could get up, like, go to the bathroom, you know, from that dream. Go to the bathroom, come back, get in the bed. And that dream start right back over where it left off. You ever have one of them dreams? And they're always monsters, ugly rascals. And they're after me. So I've learned when I go to eat Chinese food, I take the ball bat to bed with me. But I forgot my ball bat that night. And them jokers were surrounding me. And I had this one big old hairy one coming at me. And I don't know, I still don't know how I done it. Well, I gave him a left hook. But anyway, I said, I'm going to knock his head off. He was coming this way, and I swung just as hard as I could swing. And Jeff, you know that little piece of tree I'm reaching under the window? That little flat piece. I hit that sucker right between my knuckles and just laid it back. And I was up at 3 o'clock in the morning doctoring my thumb, my knuckle up. You know, and I, you know, that sucker, it was pouring that blood all down my arm on the bed. But anyway, I went back in and it choked up thinking about it. But that part was funny after a while, but after I got the bleeding stopped. But I went back to bed. I said, in the name of Jesus, you demons, get out of my house. And I lay down and slept like a baby the rest of the night. Amen. But I ain't eating no Chinese food since then. So. But, all right, Miss Stephanie, you can come on. I want you to think about the. I read you the fruits of the Spirit. I read you the fruits of the flesh. We all deal with them. I know it's that battle. The battle's real. The battle's tough. But God will make a way of escape. We're Christians. You know, it don't seem fair that we have to deal with it, but we do. So, if you're lost here today, you don't have to go through that battle. Because God's not dealing with you. That Holy Spirit's not living inside you. But I'm telling you, you need that battle. You know, I think sometimes too, if we didn't have that battle, we wouldn't depend on the Lord so much. You know, if everything was going smooth. But as they do the song, you're the only one that knows if you're saved or not. And as close as, you know, as crazy as this world has gotten, you know, I believe the Lord's coming soon. I've heard that all my life, but I still believe he's coming any day now. That's another old song, Just Any Day. I ain't going to sing that now. But, go ahead.